Well, it's my honor to be here to stand with all these champions and the United Nations, UN Women, and all the incredible work that they've done. I had an incredible opportunity to meet with all of these different change makers, people from the public sector, the private sector, from governments from all around the world to talk about best practices and policies and things they think work and things they don't think work. And coming together sort of in a think tank to talk about ideas of how to close this gender gap. It's so critically important, especially now more than ever. And I think that will become exponentially more important in the next several years.
Now, ultimately, why is this issue so important to you?
Well, I saw choices that my mom had to make. My mom was in a marriage for 30 years. She was definitely my dad's partner, and she raised 5 kids. But at a certain point, they were discussing divorce, but she had breast cancer, and she said, I can't get divorced because I'll lose my insurance because I have a pre-existing condition. And basically, once you were 6 months out of that relationship with that man, you were kind of invisible. It didn't really matter what your whole life's work was or what your contribution was. I was also a single mom at 20, so I knew what it was like to not know if I could buy diapers and food, and eating macaroni and cheese with water for days on end and worried that my milk wouldn't have enough nutrients for my baby. I still had clean water out of the tap. You know, I still had electricity that turned on. But, you know, the developing world, it's a different matter. But women are struggling every day, and even women that are highly educated are still impacted negatively because of the gender wage gap. Women are just getting dealt these 1, 2, 3 punches, and it's got to stop.
So you made this very passionate, famous speech on the issue of equal pay at the Oscars in 2015. Do you think since that time have things improved?
Well, there's still this ongoing great robbery of 23% of women's salary globally. So there's still obviously a big issue. I mean, when I look at my home country, when I look at the United States, yes, there's been several great new fair pay laws. But will they really be upheld? Will there be the will to prosecute, to actually investigate to that level? We don't know. And then there's many states, especially the ones that are most needed, where women are paid the least and the gender gap's the biggest, there are no lawmakers introducing laws. And in many ways, we're seeing women's rights being rolled back in America. So it's a tenuous time, to be sure. And I think it's very important that women have equality in the United States and throughout the world.
You're here at the UN. What can this organization be doing to advance the equal treatment of women in the work throughout the world?
Well, I think part of what's great about the United Nations is this coming together of governments. You have champions here that are parts of, like, labor unions that have thousands of members, or garment workers, which 80% are women who are paid minimum wage in India, which is just not a livable wage, let alone you can't feed kids with that. So I think just bringing these voices to the table and the power of actual governments. I mean, Iceland is here. You know, they have representatives here. They're talking about the decisions they're making, the choices they're making, what they're trying to do. People are talking about what works and what didn't work. So this is a very powerful place to be, and you get to meet incredible, incredible people that are really great at their jobs.
You've used your celebrity status to advocate for equal pay. What's the best thing for an ordinary person that they could do to help the cause, to try to be 50-50 by 2030?
I think there's a lot of things that people can do. Raise social awareness, believe that this is a big problem, have empathy and understanding, of seeing how you would feel if you were in that position, how your daughter would be impacted, how your sister would be impacted. But I also think when men advocate for women, change comes 10 times faster. So that's a really beautiful thing too, to join he for she, to support women in this. Also for all of us to start examining our social norms, our unconscious gender bias. For instance, we pay maids less than janitors, because we see maids as female jobs and we see janitors as male jobs. But also we pay many different professions that happen to be female-driven or historically female-driven, like nurses or child caretakers, much less than we would somebody else, like a car parker.
Right.
And why is that? And we need to look at re-examine actually how we see women in the workplace and how we value their work.